Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind is on your radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the program. Busy, busy show today on What's on Your Mind. We got a lot going on today. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be fun.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, folks, welcome to the program. Lots of ways for you to listen, by the way, or watch. You can watch us on the stream on Twitter and Facebook and all of our social media.
Getter.
Getter is
on the Getter.
We're on the Getter. Exactly right. So if you better get the Getter, you got to get the Getter.
Yeah.
If you don't have the Getter yet,
get the Getting.
Exactly right. As there is a plethora of social media options to watch What's on Your Mind. If you prefer just to listen to What's on Your Mind, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatsonyourmindradio.com. You click on the Listen Live button. There's a link, and you'll come up with the... click on that link, and then you'll see AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag. Ways for you to listen right there as well. How else can folks listen? Smart speaker?
Yeah, Alexa, any of that? The app?
The app
super
is
super easy.
The app is really great. You go to AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, download that app, and then with one touch, you got us no matter where you are. A lot of snowbirds love that. Take us with them to the warmer climates when they're down there in the wintertime. So, a lot of ways for you to listen.
I do that in my car. We've got a little thing you plug into the lighter. It was at the lighter outlet, but they don't have lighters in cars, so whatever the power, you know, deal is. And then it Bluetooths to my phone, and then you put it on 87.9 FM, and it comes through and it's streaming on the phone, but it comes through the car stereo. Really good quality, too.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
That's how I listen to Hugh Hewitt when I'm coming in on our Fargo
station. Now all I do is I get in the car and Bluetooth hooks up automatically.
Yep.
So if I'm on the app, I've got it right there.
I need a newer car. Right now I got to still plug the thing in, but it works good.
But there's a lot of ways to listen. We're getting a lot of inquiries as to, okay, now that I can't listen to you on KFYR anymore or KLTC, how do I listen to What's on Your Mind? And we're not going anywhere. We're not retiring. We're not doing anything different. We're going to continue to do the show that we've done for many, many decades right here on the program. So just spread the word and join the conversation that way. And there's a lot of ways to listen. There's a lot of ways to listen. On the show today, we're going to talk with Representative Mike Nathy. He's a Republican from Bismarck. Joined a group of legislators yesterday to announce a proposal to reduce property taxes by about 25% statewide. That's a nice little bit of news right there. Senator John Hoeven will be here, and Attorney General Drew Wrigley, all coming up on the program, so stay tuned for all of that. I ran across a speech yesterday from the new Prime Minister of Italy, basically explaining why she won and why she's there. I'd love to play you the speech, but you'd need to speak Italian to be able to get any value out of it. So let me just translate some of the things she said and see if this resonates with any of you here. She said, why are we here? And then went on to ask a series of questions that really answer that question, why she is the new Prime Minister of Italy, rocking the world. And this is happening throughout Europe. She said, why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening?
C'è una risposta unica per...
She said there's a single answer to all of these questions.
Tutte queste domande. Perché ci definisce.
Because it defines us. because it defines our identity. You got that? So the family's the enemy because it's what defines us. It's what you and Kelly and George, that defines you. That's the family. Mm-hmm. Scott, Maria, Alex, Hannah, Haley. That's our identity. It's who we are.
But
because everything that defines us is now an enemy.
But if I were the devil.
Keep listening. Everything that defines us is now an enemy. For those who would like us to no longer have an identity. And to simply be perfect consumer slaves.
Consumatori perfetti.
And so they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. They attack gender identity. They attack family identity. I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No.
Definire italiana, cristiana, donna, madre. No. Io devo essere cittadino.
I must be citizen X, gender X. Parent 1, parent 2, I must be a number, she says. Because when I am only a number, when I no longer have identity or roots, then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators. The perfect consumer. Listen to the passion she delivers this with.
E questa è la ragione per la
That's
quale,
the reason why.
Questa è la ragione per la
That's
quale
why we inspire so much fear.
Questa è la ragione per la quale oggi
That's why this event inspires so much fear. Her election.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going right against the woke mob.
Perché noi non vogliamo essere dei numeri. Noi siamo qui
because
perché
we do not want to be numbers. We will defend the value of the human being.
Noi non siamo dei numeri, noi difenderemo il valore della persona umana, di ogni singola
Every single
umana,
human being.
Noi ha un codice genetico
because
unico,
each of us has a unique genetic code that is undefeatable. And like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family. This is the words of the new Italian prime minister, folks, explaining why she is in the position that she is in. These things that disgust people so much, we will do it to defend our freedom. Listen to these words. Because we will never be slaves and simple consumers at the mercy of financial speculators, she says. That is our mission. That is why I'm here today. She quotes G.K. Chesterton, who wrote more than a year ago, or more than 100 years ago. Years ago, sorry. Fires will be kindled to testify that 2 and 2 make 4. Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in summer. She says, that time has arrived. We are ready. Thank you. Standing O.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound.
AP's one of AP's headlines is, how a party of neo-fascist roots won big in Italy. Yeah. Goes back to the neo-fascists back there after World War II.
They're going to give her the they're going to give her the Trump treatment.
Oh my! The EU is losing their minds over her.
But this is priceless. This is absolutely beautiful. 701-271-1100. Is that not a breath of fresh air? Tell me what you think of that. I want somebody here in the United States to give that speech. And I now get why the establishment is very afraid of the new prime minister of Italy. Never heard any politician so perfectly explain what we're up against and why we fight.
Tech says, anyone want to move to Italy? Great victory for Maloney. God, family, country. There you go.
And she's able to say it.
Yeah. The globalists, their heads are exploding. Sweden first, then Italy, rest of the EU. I mean, it's just that's the message that wins. Get out of our lives. Freedom. You know, we're not down. Not playing anymore.
Boy, that's a beautiful thing. That is an inspirational speech, and I want to hear some version of that said right here in the United States, because this is a tsunami, folks. When it's happening in Europe, the degree that it's happening here. It is happening here. The wave is rolling.
Whoa!
Look at the crowd. Old Chucky Todd. Chucky Schumer. Right?
Chucky Schumer. Yeah. You know, it was what we played a clip from Jesse Waters earlier. He was talking about how this whole thing is theater. They set up the audiences. They set up the crowds. Been saying it for so long. It's just nothing but theater and actors. This, nobody is coming in any number to that message.
We're live in the Freedom Matters USA studios with What's on Your Mind today. Tell us, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Text us, 701-237-1590. More after this.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRA Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IRAeins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRAE.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Today, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. How's that sound, folks?
That's comfort food right there.
There you go, exactly. That's Valley City, exit 292. A little hamburger hot dish in Harwood today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Meatloaf or Pulled Pork. Taco Mac, 12th and I-29. NP Avenue has Tater Tot Hot Dish today. Oh, I never met a hot dish I didn't like.
Right. Down south, they call those casseroles, though, you know.
Orange Chicken in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, 45th Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Texter says, hey, we do have someone that speaks like the Italian Prime Minister, President Trump. All right, I would agree that the sentiment you hear from President Trump very much echoes what we heard from the Italian Prime Minister. But the way she delivers that message about stealing our identity, I've never heard from anyone. I've not heard that from President Trump. President Trump certainly is speaking in the same vein she is, in the same, you know, kind of spirit as a battler. I'll give you that. But I don't think he gives that same speech. I wish he would. Because I think that's a big part of what's going on right now. I really do. Texter, emailer rather, says, why are you not on KFIRE 550 this morning? As of yesterday, we are no longer on KFIRE 550. We're not sharing what's on your mind. You got to listen to AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, What's On Your Mind, radio.com, where you can get us live, download the app. So if you're in KFIRE listening territory and you want to continue to listen to What's On Your Mind, it's possible.
Just stream it.
We encourage you to do it. Get the app. Go to the app store. It's so easy. I'll show you how easy it is. Okay? I have my phone in my hand. I'm going to go to the search bar and I'm going to go App Store. APP. Boom. Up pops the App Store. Okay? Then the bottom right-hand corner says Search. And you simply search AM 1100. And all of a sudden you see right here AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. I have it downloaded already, so it says open. If you don't have it, it would say get. But it's that simple. Then once you have that, one touch, and you're listening to us anywhere. So, pretty simple. Okay?
Never restrained by an air signal. It's global that way.
Very true.
Take us to Texas or wherever you're going this winter, like a lot of friends do.
701-271-1100, the telephone number to call us on What's On Your Mind, and let us know what's on your mind. What do you think of the Italian Prime Minister?
Wow.
Texter says, bring Italian Prime Minister to a Trump rally. He could send his plane and fly her here. fabulous idea. Fabulous idea. Another says, the national media is already leveling full-throated attacks on Meloni, dropping all pretense of neutrality.
Oh, yeah.
How are we surprised? She's going to get the Trump treatment.
The far-right extremists won in Italy. That's the end of Italy. Right.
Maybe the beginning of Italy.
Maybe.
Coming back off the mat.
Wasn't Italy a big part of the whole servers and stuff for the Dominion deal? Maybe there were servers in Italy. There were servers in China they tracked. I mean, they were. I want to say Italy was one of them.
Somebody said they don't use the machines there.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Texter says, we are awake too. Italy, like the rest of Europe, does not use voting machines that the Chinese control. They also require an ID to vote. Oh, how about that? Made a big difference. All right. What else we got here? Looks like there's more money going to Ukraine, Kevin.
Oh, I can't even. $12 billion.
Listener says billions more for Ukraine will be in the stopgap funding bill. If the measure is passed, it'll bring the total U.S. expenditures for the war in Ukraine to about $65.6 billion. What's a few more billion?
Yeah, but hey, they found $250 million to combat fentanyl in this country. Yeah, $150 million to do that here. Killing more people than, you know,
don't forget,
Russ is killed.
Student loan bailout, $400 billion.
Yeah, yep.
$400 billion.
Keep it coming. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Emailer goes on to say, to put the figure in perspective, Russia's entire annual military budget for 2021 was $65.9 billion.
Yeah.
So we've matched their entire budget.
Now, remember Uvalde, how long ago, school shooting in Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that long ago? Yep. Remember that?
Yep.
Didn't lose, short-term memory didn't fail you there?
Nope.
Remember all the outrage over that? And all the, you know, of course, forgive the bad gun, good gun talk, but I'll put this in perspective for you. If you've got $70 billion, number one, you can build the entire wall. You could finish the wall border to border, Texas to California, let's say $20 billion there. You could take every school building in this country and make it a hard target. Good cameras, locking doors, secure facilities, and then with that money, you could hire two armed security guards at each campus in this country and still have money left over. But that's all gone to Ukraine. There's some perspective for you.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's just mind-boggling.
Texter says, I can't find your station on the iHeartRadio app, but you're on the TuneIn app.
Yep.
If that helps others find you, just search your radio call letters. Radio call letters for AM 1100 The Flag are WZFG. Call letters for KTGO are just that, KTGO, AM 1090, The Flag, out there in the Bakken. So KTGO or WZFG on the TuneIn app, another way for you to get us. And I'll do some checking on the iHeartRadio app because I believe we can have an offer in there as well. But it might not be set up because we didn't need to before when we were heard through a couple of iHeartMedia stations. Do a little check in there. And, you know, well, just a few housekeeping things that we're going to need to get out there and get you settled with. And once we get everybody back attuned to what's on your mind, however they're listening, we can dispense with the housekeeping items and get on with the show. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to State Representative Mike Nathy, Republican for Bismarck. How'd you like to have a 25% reduction on your property taxes? There's a proposal before the legislature with the state buying down mills from 60 to 30 and lowering your property taxes by about 25%. We'll dig into the details of that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
And what do you think the next shortage is going to be? I got it for you. It has to do with the holidays and eating. And you're not going to like it.
Sure. Okay.
Serious.
All right.
Yes.
Coming
Looming.
Up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side at this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people, as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday morning. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
NASA is celebrating the successful impact of DART, which slammed into an asteroid 7 million miles away Tuesday evening. More data is coming back this week. Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline system used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, since 1908, they have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Started in Bismarck as a little plumber, but now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Something I talk about often, indoor air quality. That's one thing they're really, really pros at. They have searched all the technology out there and come up with the best add-ons to your existing HVAC system to give you that indoor air quality. In a time of a virus or any other time, there's always mold, there's always something in the air. They're pros at it. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. 27 before the top of the hour, joined now by Representative Mike Nathy, who, along with colleagues yesterday, announced a bold property tax relief package. Mike, how's it going?
Good, Scott. It's great talking to you today. It's always fun to talk to a fellow Mohawk from Montevideo. So happy to be on today.
That's right. I don't know if people remember this, but we're both Mohawks from the great community of Montevideo, Minnesota. We have that bond. Of course, they're not Mohawks anymore, but that's a whole other show, as we say.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah, for sure.
I just had that in the back of my head. You answered my question.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this bold proposal to reduce property taxes. Walk us through how this would, first of all, this is what the citizens of North Dakota clamor for, right? I mean, I realize we got an income tax reduction on the drawing board, but people don't run around and say, I want my income taxes lowered. They say, I want my property taxes lowered. This is the pain point for the taxpaying citizens of North Dakota, correct?
Yeah, there's definitely a need for this, or a want for this by the public. I've talked to several of my legislating buddies who are campaigning, and they're knocking on doors, and that's what they're hearing from a lot of these people. And basically, Scott, what the bill does, right now, they assess 60 mils. The state would buy down half of that, from 60 down to 30 mils, at a cost to the state of about $340 million. What that would do is reduce one's property tax by 25%. Your property tax, half of your property tax is made up of school funding. And the education piece on your property tax is the only thing that the state can control. We are constitutionally obligated to provide an education for all 114,000 K-12 students in the state. So that is the one thing that we can actually control. We do not control the cities and counties and parks because we do not assess and collect or spend the tax money there, but we can do it with this. If you remember, Scott, back in 2013, when we redid the K-12 formula, We did exactly the same thing. We bought down mills, and we saw property taxes reduce in this state around that 25% mark. So this is a tried and proven method of reducing property taxes. There's no guessing on what's going to happen here. We this bill passes, property taxes will definitely be reduced. And it would also bring us from paying, right now we're paying roughly in that 70% range for the cost of education. If we do this, we'd be out, the state would now be paying 85% of the cost of education. There's no new money. The state would just be picking up more of the expense as far as education, educating our kids in K-12. A couple other pieces we added to the bill was one, bringing it from mills to dollars. Right now, the school board's talking mills, and it's a bit of a shell game if you ask me, and it's hard to understand. And what we want to do is bring that discussion to dollars that everybody understands. And so that's in the bill. We would change that. So any public discussions, anything that they would disseminate through the mail would have to all be in dollars. So, you know, the average North Dakotan can understand what they're doing. The other thing we're going to do in the bill would be freezing valuations. And that is what's used to help determine one's tax. And if your house keeps going up every year, that valuation goes up. So what the bill would do is freeze the valuation for a biennium for 2 years. And what that does then is make the school boards would be forced to do baseline budgeting. So they would have to budget off of that valuation, off of that amount, and then talk about it in dollars, and then have to explain that to the public. You know, I heard a city council member here a couple of weeks ago bragging in Bismarck that, hey, Bismarck didn't raise any of the mills, which is true, but their valuations went up, and those the value of the mills went up by several millions of dollars. So, again, we want to do away with the mill system and just talk in dollars so everybody can understand it. So we feel this would be a huge boost to North Dakota's economy. You know, this would affect every residential, every commercial property out there. You know, we have seniors out there that own their homes, may not pay much in taxes every place else, but they pay property taxes. And this is something that could definitely help the senior community. And as you said, Scott, the public is clamoring for this because we did this 10 years ago and it was very effective and it stuck and it helped people. Well, we're here 10 years later and, we need to do it again. So, I'm excited about the bill and, we've gotten a lot of support from not only our legislative buddies, but also the public too. And a lot of good comments in the last 24 hours.
Is it sustainable, Mike?
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, that was the question back in 2013. Is this sustainable that we could do it? And it was, and it is. You know, we can fund this through legacy. There was discussion yesterday that we put out, we fund it through the legacy fund, but we could also do a combination of different funding things. We could fund a little bit with legacy and some with some other things. But yes, it is sustainable, definitely.
And,
you know,
go ahead.
Well, you know, the difference is, you know, I've even asked about the income tax proposal by the governor and my colleagues. And hey, I think we're in a great position financially as a state. We're very lucky as a state to even be discussing both of these proposals. Most states can't even discuss that, especially in these uncertain economic times. So the difference, though, with the money, Scott, is we would use other funds to do this. It doesn't take revenue out of the state's revenue stream. Now, the income, you'd be taking $500 million of revenue out of the equation, which could really pinch us with some of the programs. This, we're just finding other forms of sources to pay for this. So, yeah, it's definitely sustainable.
Chat with Representative Mike Nathy about a bold proposal to reduce property taxes by 25% of the state. Questions or comments on this, by the way, are welcome. 271-1100, 271-1100, or text your questions to 237-1590, 237-1590. Freezing the valuations will be very popular with homeowners, obviously, because you're going to have less of a trembling fear when you get that property tax bill and you open it up and find out how much your valuation is up and how much more in your property taxes you're paying. Do you expect pushback from the schools on that?
You know, no. We've actually reached out to the education community and, you know, they're not going to hold any parades for the bill, but there's really not much pushback. I think they just want to make sure that that we're not hurting schools, and that's certainly not our intention. And like I said, Scott, they've been down this road before with a bill like this before. So So, no, we haven't gotten much pushback at all. Some of the comments I have heard, and they're very valid comments, hey, we're going to cut school taxes, you know, the property tax by 25% with education funding. What about the cities and counties and parks? And as I said earlier, we do not control that. But I do know there are some people, Representative Craig Hedlund is a House chairman, a tax, looking at other ways to help maybe slow some of that growth down in, on that side of the statement. So I know they're looking hard into that. So there's going to be a lot of discussion, Scott, about some of these things and how we can maybe plug some of these holes and make sure that this tax relief is long-lasting and sticks for the people of North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, the question that always comes up is when you lower the mills and reduce property taxes, whether you enable higher spending on the other side of the ledger. How do you prevent against that, Mike?
Well, there's ways that we could do it. We've tried it in the past. You're talking in regards to cities and counties and parks. We could put spending caps on them. And that's always been we've always been able to get it through the House, spending caps on those political subs. Quite frankly, we can never get it through the Senate. And I think, though, with some of the turnover we have now and maybe some different leadership over there, you know, nothing's a sure thing in politics. But I think we would have a much better chance of going down that road and taking a look at it. So that's going to definitely be discussed, Scott, because, you know, we're going to do, in my mind, we do this thing for K-12. We got to make sure it's kind of whack-a-mole, right? We got to make sure we're not leaking over here if we do this with K-12. And so they don't turn around and try to make up the difference. So there's some mechanisms we can do legislatively to make sure that they don't do that.
How would you do a spending cap?
Well, there's several different ways. Again, like I said, Representative Hedlund would be more the expert on this, but you could put a cap on your spending and say, hey, they can't spend any more than X amount. And if they go above X amount, they have to go to the vote of the people. Right. So there's several ways you can do that. And I think all those options will be discussed. Obviously, the cities and counties and parks would not be fans of this, but I know the property tax owner would be, and I know a lot of legislators are. So we're getting to a point with property taxes that we're going to have to start doing some of this stuff. And you know, also, some of the responsibility falls on the voters of North Dakota. They have got to take responsibility about who they're putting in these offices. They're all good people, and they're working their tails off. But, you know, if you don't like how they're spending your property tax dollars, come up with a good candidate and put them in that office. And so the voters also have to take some responsibility about how these property taxes get done.
And yet the property taxes still keep going up. So this is a way where the state is basically intervening to say, okay, we get it. There's too much spending going on, so here's what we're going to do to offset it, right? I mean, that's tacit admission you can't get it done at the local level, so it takes the state to do something.
Right, exactly right. You know, and it is a catch-22, Scott. You know, everybody likes to see the value of their home go up, but nobody wants to pay the additional tax, right? And, you know, the political subs, they take that valuation bump, and then they budget off of that bump. Hey, we didn't raise our mills, but your mills went from $1 million to $1.5 million. And so they take that $500,000 bump. So, exactly right. So it's like I said, it's a catch-22. I also want to mention too, Scott, you know, the legislature has been doing property tax relief for a long time, for several years. And in fact, this last session, we did $1.5 billion in property tax relief. And if you take a look at your property tax statement, you will see where it says legislative property tax relief. And every property owner, you'll see how much the state is paying down your property tax before you get to the bottom line. So we're already doing that already at to the tune of $1.5 billion, and this bill would be over and above that yet.
Questions or comments welcome for Representative Mike Nathy. We'll take a short break, come back, and talk about this proposal to reduce property taxes in North Dakota by 25% statewide, put forward by the Republican majority, which bodes well for the upcoming legislative session. More when we continue after this. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact,
They use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Freedom Matters USA Studios on What's On Your Mind. Chat with Representative Mike Nathy. Coming up, Senator John Hoeven and Attorney General Drew Wrigley joining the show today as well. So stay tuned for all that. Continuing our questions, comments, welcome here as well for Representative Mike Nathy, 701-271-1100. Texter says, I love hearing talk of spending caps on parks, city, and county. Something needs to change for the residents. We are taxing our residents right out of their homes. Let me make of that comment, Mike.
A pretty common comment that we hear when it comes to the property taxes and comes to spending. And that is why we have tried to do this in the past, and we're going to definitely be trying to do this, something along these lines, doing it again. So, and I think that's going to be part of I think, Scott, you're going to probably see a property tax reform bill. I know some people are talking about doing something along those lines and are looking into that. And I think caps may be part of that discussion. So the legislature is definitely taking a look at it, and we're definitely hearing it from the property tax owners. There's no two ways about it. And especially recently, right, because most of the property tax statements have gone out here within the last month, and people are seeing the big bump in their property tax, and they're not happy about it.
Is this the bill, the 25% statewide property tax reduction bill that was unveiled yesterday, is that the mechanism in which the spending caps would be part of, or is that a separate piece of legislation?
That would be a separate bill, Scott, because what our bill is just deals strictly and wholly with the education portion of the property tax. Because, again, as I said, that is the only thing we as a state, as a legislature, can control when it comes to spending and dealing with property tax. So when we're talking about property tax reform bills and caps and those kind of things, that will be in a separate bill having to deal with the cities, counties, and parks. So it's two separate things. And we had talked about, Scott, maybe putting some of that in our bill, but we had decided we wanted to keep the water clear. We did not want to muddy it up with something else. We wanted to keep our message and our focus strictly on reducing the mills when it came to education funding. And the other stuff we'll discuss and battle that out in other bills.
Texter says, is this sustainable? I asked you that question already. You've got $340 million in the first biennium that this is proposed. The estimated increase in education costs that would be assumed by the state for the biennium of 23 to 25, $340,235,000, with the legacy fund being the main funding source, thus requiring no new money. Do you just keep pulling from the legacy fund?
Something we could do. Like I said, I think the funding source would be up for debate. It is definitely sustainable. Again, Scott, back in 2013 when we did this, that was the big question about what we were doing. And remember, back in 2013, we didn't have a legacy fund. We did it within the general fund budget, and we made it work. And we can make it work here, too. You could take some out of there. Remember, we have the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is going to throw off between $450 million, almost a half billion dollars, and growing. So that's another funding source. There's a lot of other things we can do. I sit on appropriations, and believe me, there's money out there. We can do other things out there to fund this down the road, most definitely.
So whatever funding source is ultimately decided on, you're saying this 25% reduction would be something that would be going forward. In other words, it's not going to be a 25% reduction for a biennium and then it zooms back up.
No, this is ongoing, Scott. So we're buying it from 60 down to 30. This is an ongoing expense to the state, which will be just incorporated in our whole into the whole budget process. And it was absorbed back in 13. And like I said, there were a lot more doubters back in 13 than there is now. And again, this is a tried and proven method to reduce property taxes. So the property tax owner sees the reduction, and the state can absorb this. The state can finance this. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Was the freeze on valuation something a part of the 2013 proposal?
No. The 2013 proposal was an extensive bill having to do when we redid K-12 funding when Governor Dalrymple was in there. And we bought mills there, too. We bought them from 160, 180 mills down to where we're at today, 70 mills, 60 mills, somewhere in that area. That was part of the bill. The bill was a 142-page bill. And I happened to be the chairman of education at the time, and I used to know that bill by page, but it's been many years since I've been in that arena. But that was just part of a very extensive redo that we did for education funding. Now, remember, North Dakota also pays every school for every kid in the seat, right? So we can control the spending. You know, right now we pay over $10,000 per kid. If we feel we have the finances to do it, we could pay them a little bit more. If we feel we don't have much for finances, or if we hit some rough times, we could put a hold on it and just stay where we're at. So so we do control the spending also. So it's a good bill. And it's like I said, we've been doing this for the last 10 years, and it's worked well.
Last comment. Somebody says, way to go in translating mills into dollars. That is way overdue, just to, again, provide more simplicity in following all of this in the budgeting process.
I mean, a lot of times they have these tax meetings, they invite the public, nobody shows up because they don't understand it. Heck, Scott, a lot of my colleagues don't understand the mill system when it comes to property taxes, and it is confusing. And so anything to simplify this, we feel it adds more transparency, we feel it adds more accountability to the school boards. And you know, if you're gonna up my property tax bill, the budget, I'm gonna know in dollars. That's how we talk at home in my house. We talk in dollars. We don't talk in mills or
no kidding.
Sort of shelving.
Great chat, Mike. Congratulations on this bold proposal. We'll talk again soon. Mike Hanke from Bismarck today.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Hey, tell them Scott sent you.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.